Two teens started the fire. One was left behind when the fire took off and died. The other one pleaded guilty to felonies and eventually the sentence given to a 14-year-old. The fire ran on for days as the rubber used by HTI Recycling burned, sending vast dark clouds into the sky, spreading an odor over the area. Now the company wants to restore part of one building, which was damaged but not completely wrecked. Apex Consulting President Timothy Arlington presented the plan to the board. Arlington told reporters the plan is about ready to go in the spring.
It's about 17,000 square feet. It's a much smaller portion of a much larger building. He wants to reuse the building after he determined that two of the main walls were still structurally safe and some of the structural steel. He's already gone forward to actually ordering some of the steel for the building, and our firm's working on the design for the connections and the integration of that steel to make this a structurally sound building.
Originally, it was part of a 50,000-square-foot structure. Arlington says some details of the plan still have to be completed and approved by city officials. He says HTI owner Derek Martin has to decide on a final use of the new structure before it's clear if it will require a fire suppression sprinkler system. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.